Deuteronomy, chapter 22. You will not see your brother's ox or his sheep go astray, and hide yourself from them, you will surely bring them again to your brother. And if your brother is not near to you, or if you don't know him, then you will bring it home to your house, and it will be with you until your brother seeks after it, and you will restore it to him. And so you will do with his donkey, and so you will do with his garment, and so you will do with every lost thing of your brother's, which he has lost, and you have found, you may not hide yourself. You will not see your brother's donkey or his ox fallen down by the way, and hide yourself from them, you will surely help him to lift them up again. A woman will not wear that which pertains to a man, neither will a man put on a woman's garment, for whoever does these things is disgusting to Yahweh your God. If a bird's nest chance to be before you in the way, in any tree or on the ground, with young ones or eggs, and the dam sitting on the young, or on the eggs, you will not take the dam with the young. You will surely let the dam go, but the young you may take to yourself, that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days. When you build a new house, then you will make a battlement for your roof, that you do not bring blood on your house, if any man falls from there. You will not sow your vineyard with two kinds of seed, or else the whole fruit will be forfeited, the seed which you have sown, and the increase of the vineyard. You will not plow with an ox and a donkey together. You will not wear a mingled stuff, wool and linen together. You will make yourself fringes on the four borders of your vestor, with which you cover yourself. If any man takes a wife, and goes in to her, and hates her, and lays shameful things to her charge, and brings up an evil name on her, and says, I took this woman, and when I came near to her, I didn't find in her the tokens of virginity. Then will the father of the damsel, and her mother, take and bring forth the tokens of the damsel's virginity to the elders of the city in the gate. And the damsel's father will say to the elders, I gave my daughter to this man as wife, and he hates her. And, look, he has laid shameful things to her charge, saying, I didn't find in your daughter the tokens of virginity, and yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity. And they will spread the garment before the elders of the city. And the elders of that city will take the man and chastise him. And they will fine him 100 shekels of silver, and give them to the father of the damsel, because he has brought up an evil name on a virgin of Israel, and she will be his wife, he may not put her away all his days. But if this thing is true, that the tokens of virginity were not found in the damsel, then they will bring out the damsel to the door of her father's house, and the men of her city will stone her to death with stones, because she has wrought folly in Israel, by prostituting in her father's house. So you will put away the evil from the midst of you. If a man is found lying with a woman married to a husband, then they will die, both of them, the man who lay with the woman, and the woman, so you will put away the evil from Israel. If there is a damsel who is a virgin betrothed to a husband, and a man finds her in the city, and lies with her, then you will bring them both out to the gate of that city, and you will stone them to death with stones, the damsel, because she didn't cry, being in the city, and the man, because he has humbled his fellow man's wife, so you will put away the evil from the midst of you. But if the man finds the damsel who is betrothed in the field, and the man forces her, and lies with her, then only the man who lays with her will die. But to the damsel you will do nothing, there is in the damsel no sin worthy of death, for as when a man rises against his fellow man, and slays him in the soul, even so is this matter. For he found her in the field, the betrothed damsel cried, and there was none to save her. If a man finds a damsel who is a virgin, who is not betrothed, and lays hold on her, and lies with her, and they are found, then the man who lays with her will give to the damsel's father 50 shekels of silver, and she will be his wife, because he has humbled her, he may not put her away all his days. A man will not take his father's wife, and will not uncover his father's skirt.